AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis is calling on the people of Cuba to be willing to change. The message part of his tour of the country before he heads to the U.S. tomorrow. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports President Obama is said to be excited about welcoming the pot of tomorrow afternoon.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says the president looks on the Pope as a kindred spirit, despite their clear disagreement on abortion and gay marriage.
There is so much about what Pope Francis has to say that is inclusive and that reflects the personal commitment that Pope Francis has to a wide range of issues, particularly when it comes to social justice.
Obama will be at Andrews Air Force Base to welcome Francis when he arrives from Cuba. However, Earnest says their Oval Office talks Wednesday are not a bid to capitalize politically on the Pontiff's presence, just a genuine expression of this country's affection. Mark Smith at the White House.
The Pope will also address a joint meeting of Congress and celebrate the canonization mass for California missionary Father Junipero Serra at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. The Pontiff will also visit New York and Philadelphia during this trip. The mother of a toddler dubbed Baby Doe, identified almost 3 months after her remains washed up inside a trash bag on a Boston Harbor beach, is being held on $1 million bond. Rochelle Bond's boyfriend, Michael McCarthy, is denied bail on a murder charge. Megan Futrell, who says she was Bella Bond's godmother, says Rochelle Bond should have done the right thing when she knew her daughter was dead.
They said she picked her baby up and she knew she was dead. Why didn't she in that moment call the cops?
A man who lived with the couple for a while earlier this year says both Bond and McCarthy told him they thought the little girl was possessed by a demon. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow is up 125. The Nasdaq has gained one. This is AP Radio News. Volkswagen CEO apologizes for rigging emissions tests on a half million vehicles. Our Jackie Quinn with more.
The head of Volkswagen, Martin Winterkorn, issued a statement that he's personally deeply sorry that the company has broken the trust of its customers and the public. He says an investigation will take place and vows to cooperate with regulators. The EPA announced Friday VW used software that allowed its diesel cars to release fewer smog-causing pollutants during testing than what's emitted during real driving conditions. VW has been told to fix the cars and could be fined billions of dollars. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Even though recycling has been the norm for the last few decades, Americans still throw away a lot of stuff. A new study, which actually measures landfills, finds that each person in this country tosses away an average of 5 pounds of trash each day. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.